Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Gina LeClaire, who is the Manager of Training and Development at Viejas Casino and Resort in San Diego, California, our home state. Gina, can you believe it? For nearly 17 years, New Leaf Training and Development has focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. Mm-hmm. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about you, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Gina, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Paul. The work that I do oversee and lead the training and development team here at Viejas Casino and Resort. And as Paul said, we are a tribal-run property here in San Diego. Myself and my team of three, so a small team, we support all of the resort as well as our tribal government operations. And we do that through their onboarding experience, through a two-day orientation process, as well as through training. And our training can be broken down to a few different areas. We provide an excellent service program. And that service program is meant to build connections with the team and also with our guests. And it is the backbone of our culture. And so my team oversees that. We also oversee all of our online learning. So we do have a fantastic learning management system and have over 480 courses that are available to all of our employees here. So all 1,900 of our team members have access to that. We provide a created leadership development pathway for our leaders through the LMS. And then we also create specific content that's for Viejas that we upload into that learning management system. And then finally, we also oversee creation of leadership development opportunities that are in person. So again, some are Viejas specific, and then others, we partnered with Franklin Covey, as well as the DISC CERT assessment program. I'm a facilitator for their content. And so that is who I am. And then who I serve, our tribal community here. So the Viejas Band of Kumeyaay Nation, first and foremost, to provide educational opportunities to our people is very important to us. And then our team members, 1,900 employees in 35 different departments, very, very diverse group. And so we want to equip them to feel confident every day in their roles. And then, of course, our guests. Come here for fun. They come here for entertainment. And so we want to make sure that we build connections with them and are providing them with a wonderful experience as well as feeling valued and appreciated. That's a little bit about who I am and also who I serve. And I do have a few thoughts on how we can best help people and organizations. Number one, I would say we want to provide opportunities for growth. So whether that is in the team member's current role or whether it is an opportunity to maybe seek out their passion and find another role within the organization, I think that's hugely important to that team member feeling a value and a part of something. So growth opportunities. Also, the opportunities for team members to have a seat at the table, really important. And what I mean by seat at the table is that we provide space for all to share ideas and suggestions, both for the day-to-day operation and then also for upcoming projects. Again, that team member now feels very connected and a part of the bigger picture. Meeting with your team, hugely important best practice consistently. And meeting with your team members one-on-one is also very important. And this isn't an opportunity for the leader to pass down the next set of tasks. No, instead, it's an opportunity for the team member to come forth with their ideas, ask their questions, maybe share their challenges or frustrations with you. And as a leader, you can best support them. So that consistent meeting opportunities is really important. And then just lastly, creating a culture of accountability with your team, building trust, providing early and often recognition and redirection, and then holding your team accountable. It's everyone's the feedback. Everyone wants to know if they're doing well, and if not, how to improve. So I do see these as the top four things that we can do to grow the best people in operations.
Mm-hmm. Gina, thank you for taking a few minutes with us today. And I love the clarity of what you shared with us around there. It's a real practical application as well. And it just sounds like you're doing a phenomenal job with your employees and obviously ultimately the guests as well. Mm-hmm. Just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events part of the website for the various webinars that we offer throughout the year, either through NewLeaf or through our professional development partners. And Gina, again, thank you so much for your time. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
I would love a virtual high five.
Thanks, Gina. It's so good to see you.
You as well, Paul.
Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.